Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. While it was still dark. Now, it might just look like John is setting up, looking at the setting for us. He wants us to, setting the scene, wants us to know what it looked like when Mary was getting there. But there's more to this than meets the eye. For many of us, the idea of complete darkness just doesn't happen anymore. We may think it's dark, but we live in a world full of light pollution, with electric lights of all sorts, from LEDs to neon to incandescent. Our whole lives are somewhat lighted. And when we leave at night or in the early morning, we're usually not walking to a place. We're usually going someplace in a car, or if we are walking, we are generally taking lighted routes. But when John is talking about it being dark, it tells us something very important here, that there is a sense of urgency. You see, even though morning was coming, people generally did not go out in the dark, especially by themselves, and especially if you were a woman. And you did not leave the city to go out to the countryside. There was too many dangers in the dark. Especially that time of day, as people would lay in wait for people who were on their way to go to their work. So, for a woman to be out by herself that time of the morning, before the dawn, something very important was going on. There was a sense of urgency. Mary wanted to get to the tomb as quickly as she could. If you remember on Friday, as we finished up the Passion, it spoke of Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus taking the body of Christ and hastily wrapping it in linen with the various herbs and spices and ointments and oils, and quickly putting it into an empty tomb because they were trying to get everything done before sunset. Because at sunset, you had both the Sabbath and Passover starting. So it was a rushed job. And so now we have Mary the day after the Sabbath, after the holiday, when she could first actually go out without breaking the Torah law. And to her, it is so important to get to Jesus to make sure that he is properly buried, that his body has been properly cleaned, oiled, and wrapped, that she throws all caution to the wind. And when she gets there, she finds that the rock in front of the tomb has been rolled back. The tomb is empty. Jesus is gone. We could only imagine what ran through Mary's head. Did Pilate change his mind and have the body taken somewhere else? Did the chief priest, out of pettiness and spite, have the police from the temple steal the body? Could grave robbers have come? There were different things that could have happened, but she runs again in the darkness. Now, in many ways, we are living in a time that it seems like there is a lot of darkness. that there is a lot of danger in the world around us. We hear of various, all sorts of violence. Nowadays, students aren't even safe in school. You hear about violence on the streets. And there's all this verbal violence going on. You could hardly turn on the radio or the television or even the computer without hearing angry voices. It seems like we are living a time in which there is so much darkness that there's always this little bit of sense of danger that something else could go wrong. I was just thinking about here recently at the gym, and one of my friends there asked me about some politician's newest statement, and I sat there and I said, which one? It's hard to keep up. And this is the world we're living in right now. And it wasn't that much different from the world that Mary was living in. But we have Mary rushing and getting Peter and John. They come back to the grave. They see it empty also, and they leave. And Mary returns. She's heartbroken. Her sorrow has been compounded with a whole new different dread. But then she looks inside and she sees a new light. She sees two angels who tell her not to be afraid. And then she turns around and she sees the true light. At first, she doesn't recognize who this is. Yet, with the name, one name, Jesus says to her, Mary, and she sees him for who he is. At that moment, all light came into the world. At that moment, all hope, all promise, all joy. Now this Easter, we once again light our Paschal candle for the great 50 days. Our candle reminds us of that light that came into the world. That light that no darkness can overcome. This candle reminds us that with Jesus, there is always hope. That as long as we have Christ, we are not alone. On this Easter morning, we remember that first day of the resurrection, when hope was returned to the world, where death's dominion has ended, where no matter what happens, hope will not be overwhelmed. So my brothers and sisters, on this Easter morning, I am going to encourage you to take this light, this love that you've been so freely given, and to take it out into the world, to shine it in those places of darkness, to bring hope into places that seem hopeless, to bring joy in places where there is great sorrow. Mary may have came to the grave in the darkness. But she left that day in the light. And is a light that will never be quenched. So go out, my brothers and sisters and siblings, and take that light so that other people can see our joy, can know our faith, and to understand the true meaning of love.